Rachel followed Thomas towards a group of six men who stopped talking as they arrived. This is Rachel, a fellow guest who will be joining us for the trip.
Hello? We remember you from yesterday, said the tall man she had earmarked as the boss the day before. Boris Stanislav at your service. I look forward to getting to know you, Rachel.
A tall, well-built man with blonde hair, Boris then turned to Thomas.
My father worked for government as naval submarine engineer, so I am very much looking forward to the tour.
Rachel discerned an air of authority in Boris. Others in the group held back until they were invited to speak with him. She also noticed two burly men standing back, watching him continuously. One, short and bald with muscles the size of footballs protruding through a tailored black jacket, looked like a baddie straight out of a Bond movie. The other man was also powerfully built, but much taller, with a head of thick, dark brown hair and a deep scar above his right eye, running the length of his face to his chin. They both looked menacing in a mafioso way, but also slightly comical, as they seemed to move in unison. However, Rachel thought they would make anyone think twice before approaching Boris without permission. She wondered if Boris would turn out to be the oligarch, deciding to ask Thomas when she had the chance.
We are waiting for the chief engineering officer, Mr. Stanislav, and then we'll get moving. There seems to be one missing from the tour group.
Who?
Asked Boris. Mr. Nikolai Stepanov.
No problem. He is here now.
They all turned and saw a man who appeared to be late 30s, with jet black hair, moustache and bright, penetrating sky blue eyes. He was strikingly handsome in a dangerous-looking way. The man nodded to Boris secretively.
Sorry I'm late, boss. I had to fill out some papers for the business we discussed last evening.
Yes, yes, never mind that now. This young lady is called Rachel and she's joining us for the tour, a friend of Thomas.
The man took Rachel's hand in his and drew it up to his lips while holding her gaze. Rachel thought he had the most captivating smile ever, until she looked into frosty eyes and knew not to trust him.
Charmed, I'm sure.
Rachel intuitively sensed the false charm. He made her skin crawl. She couldn't move her hand away quickly enough, subconsciously wiping it on the back of her trousers. Thomas came to her rescue by stepping between them and handing Nikolai a tour badge.
Mr. Stepanov, please wear this for our tour.
He then took Rachel's arm and led her away.
Be careful of him, he whispered. There's something about him that gives me the creeps.
Me too. Thanks for the heads up, but I have no intention of letting Mr. Stepanov anywhere near me.
Good. Oh, at last.
Thomas turned in the direction of the door as two officers in bright, shiny whites entered the lounge. One of them, who Rachel assumed was the chief engineer, had four gold stripes on shoulder epaulettes.
I'm not late, am I?
The officer looked at his watch.
No, you're right on time, answered Thomas. We are all present and correct with one extra.
He gestured towards Rachel.
Please, could you let me have your name and stateroom number, madam?
Wearing a name badge with Stephen Rafferty on it, the officer had a Scottish accent.
It's Rachel Prince, she replied, surreptitiously showing him a card with her stateroom number on it while Thomas busied himself with Boris.
Just a precaution, Miss Prince, thank you.
The officer moved away and spoke into his radio. Obviously receiving a satisfactory answer, he turned almost immediately and rejoined them.